Hey, do you think Andrew is pretty? I asked him on one of these evenings when we were lying on my bed, staring at the ceiling. I don't know why I asked it. It was something I had occasionally fantasized about asking him. She was in a lot of our classes and hung out with the girls that liked to sit at the curb watching the boys skate. I usually left when they showed up. Without them, I felt like I was just myself, exercising my natural rights to get turned on by my boyfriend. But when the other girls were there, it made me feel like a groupie. Plus, their clothes were better than mine.
Yeah,
Wade said in response to my question about Andrew being pretty.
"You think she's pretty?" I said, sitting up.
He looked over, surprised by my reaction.
"Yeah, you don't think so?"
"I know she's pretty," I said, giving him an exasperated look. "That wasn't the point of my question, you wiener."
"Hey, don't use that kind of language with me, all right? That's uncalled for," he said, trying to pull me over to him.
I rolled my eyes with a laugh and pushed him back. "It's super called for, pal. I can't believe you think Andrew is pretty.
Come on, girls are pretty. That's not my fault. And anyway, it doesn't change the fact that none of them do anything for me. Except, you."
"Whatever. My dad said I should never trust anything a boy tries to sell me." He laughed, and I pretended not to be appeased.
"You don't have to believe me," he said, "but I'm really screwed when it comes to you. Really, really screwed. Big time."
I had no choice but to melt all over the place, and we made out some more until Georgina walked in and made her mood known by slamming the door shut behind her and throwing her gym bag down next to the dresser.
"Georginator!" Wade called enthusiastically.
You'd think he'd been waiting here all day for her to make an appearance. "Hi, Wade," she said politely. "Do you guys mind not making out in here, please?" she said to me, less politely. "We were just talking," I said. "I saw you guys. I'm not blind. I'd prefer if you didn't do anything gross in here. It's my space, too, and I don't always want to be the third wheel in my own room." I rolled my eyes.